Eretz HaTorah, Perek Gimel, we started Oiz Beis, Seir Beis. Let's just read the words again and pick up where we left off. Perek Gimel, Seir Beis. So again. K'shemalim hadvarim l'malu v'behirus hakavana. Just to chaz over these few sentences we started with last time. K'shemalim hadvarim l'malu v'behirus hakavana. When we make this connection between the pratim of Torah, of Halacha, of what we're doing in this world, we make that connection between the Torah de Lasata, the Torah down below here, and the Klal of Torah de La'ela, of the Torah above. When we do that, Kshemalim hadvarim lamala, the behirus hakavana, with a clarity of kavana, connect above and below in that way. Then the result of that is Mitesefas Tamid Yidia Ba'isha Mitsiyas Elyon. Then there is more and more of an awareness and understanding and knowledge of that Aisha Mitsiyas Elyon of the with every single little Seif Katan that I learned in the Mishnah Brura and every single Rashi and Taisis that I learned in the Gemara, there's constantly added more of an awareness of the Oisha Metzias Ha'Elyon, of the great, great Metzias Ha'Elyon, the wealth of the Metzias Ha'Elyon. V'cheshek Ahavis Olam, V'cheshek Ahavis Olam, V'havarab Elor Ein Soif Mispasemis, V'Eden Achaim, we spoke about that for a while. But a person in this world is able to have a taste of that Eden Hachayim, Hibitu Elav V'Nahar. Those who look at him, again, we're just reviewing, just reading to get back into this. If those who look at him become radiant, we say, until we say in Davening Shabbos, Hibitu Elav V'Nahar. We're going to see that's all the good part. In other words, as long as one's Yiddishkeit is lived in such a way, and one's Torah is learned in such a way, where he's always facing in his Torah de Lasata, he's facing the Torah de La'ela. When the Machzah Shekel of who he is always seeking the Machzah Shekel above, because only the two, I'll talk about that in Shem tomorrow morning more, that only the two together form a Shekel HaKadosh. The shekel is that combination of my machzis and kivyochel's machzis, and if my learning is a learning that's completely here in this world, meaning it's just a matter of understanding and pilpul and so on, without remembering Kivyochel, without remembering the Bari Olam, that Mitzias Ha'Elyon, the Torah de La'ela, so then I haven't made any connection between the Machzah Shekel here and the Machzis HaShekel above. And it's a hard inyan. Remember that Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how could we do such a thing. And there's no question that Moshe, as our Rebbe, was concerned. What's going to be Lemaisa? What's going to be? Maimed HaSinai is a gewaldige thing. And Maimed HaSinai was with the fire and the lightning and the thunder and Raimus HaKaila is with gewaldig. But then after the Maimon HaSinai, after that's finished, and we're going to descend into the day-to-day life of living as Jews, without the thunder and lightning, without hearing Hashem's voice, without Moshe going up into the cloud, without all of that stuff, just a regular day in Shvat, a cold day in Shvat, and a person, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's looked ahead, and Yidden are going to be trying to figure out whether or not, you know, I am allowed to put this on the Blach on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to put this on the Blach on Shabbos. What's this new thing they came out with, the warming drawer, what does that have to do with Shabbos? And how do I keep this mitzvah, how do I keep that mitzvah, and all the protei mahalacha, when it doesn't come together with Maimon HaSinai, what's going to be with Hashem's Jews? What's going to be with the machzis of this world? If it doesn't connect to the machzis kivyachal above, then what's going to be? If there's a Torah de la Sata without a Torah de la Eila, as long as there's a matzah v'hi bito Eila v'naharu, when what? Those who look at him become radiant, a person who is living his day-to-day life, keeping halacha and learning Torah, but he's always facing the Torah de la Eila, he's connecting to the Torah above, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the machzis over here connects to the machzis over there, and you have a shekel HaKadosh. Hashem took out a matbeh shel eish from underneath the kisei kavod, and held a matbeh shel eish and said, this is a matbeh shel eish. That coin by the kisei kavod that tells a Jew that you should know that every single detail, every single prat, every single sif katan that you're learning in this world, and every mitzvah that you're involved in this world, is connected to the matbeah shel eish, is to that fire that's under the kisei kavod. And you feel it's just a masa shak, it's a kleinikai. It's nothing. When does it become nothing? It becomes nothing if you don't make that connection from here to there. But if you make that connection, and you have a little bit of a maimon hasinai wherever you go in all of your life, so then the davening is a davening of eish. The fire, the mitzvahs of the fire, the learnings of the fire. Ubehesach adas, what happens if a person does not face above in his Yiddishkeit? He has his head very good in the Gemara, he has his head in the Mishnah Berurah, he has his head in the Mishnayos, or he has his head in all the different shitas of what does it mean, muhtamach meschasarin kiz. And he's got his head in all of those shitas, but the head is totally, totally facing the Shulchan Aruch or the Gemara, and never thinks about the klal of the nois in HaTorah. Ubehesach hadas, if a person doesn't pay attention, hesach hadas, the person is distracted, he doesn't think about it, he turns away from that makor ha'elyon, that metzias ha'elyon. And as a result of hesach hadas, of not thinking, va'aniyuso, in the poverty of thinking, meaning his thoughts are impoverished, they're not wealthy. When a person's facing above, then Mitesef is Talmud, like he says, like of course says at the beginning of the Sif, Mitesef is Talmud, Yediyah ba'oisha ha-metzias ha'aliyah. Ba'oisha ha-metzias ha'aliyah. The wealth of that metzias ha'aliyah. But if a person is Mesiach Das, if he doesn't pay attention to that, and all of his learning, and all of his Yiddishkeit, his Kima Mitzis, everything is in the Pratim, just in the details of this world, of halacha and learning and so on, then what happens when he becomes detached from the Torah de la Eila, from the Torah above? What happens if he learns Torah without a Maimon HaSinai? So it means if you learn Torah without a Maimon HaSinai, with no connection to Maimon HaSinai, with no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Miskadrim Pnei Shamayim. Then the heavens, the sky becomes dark. This is a Gemara in Brachas that we're going to talk about. Rav Kook is referring to the Gemara in Brachas and Nun Tes Amud Aleph, as it's brought down in 16. We'll see that Gemara in the context of on the page that you have, not right now, in a few minutes, from a Torah of Rav Kook's and Arzat Chiyah. Miskadrim Pnei Shamayim. I mean, come back, the Gemara says that Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash Le'niris V'kiyah B'taharasa. That's what the Gemara says. That since the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the sky has not been seen complete in its completely pure state. Even when you have a beautiful, beautiful day, and the sky is completely clear, and there are no clouds, and you say, wow, this is the Shamayim B'taharasa. Really, Shamayim is pure and clean and beautiful. The Gemara says that really the emes is that Miriam Shachar Beis HaMikdash Le'nira Kiyah B'taharasa. We haven't seen anymore. Since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we haven't seen that sky. That's what the Gemara says. B'taharasa. And then it's Miskadim Pnei Shamayim. Then there's a dark, dark, dark cloud. A dark cloud that's hovering over you. It's hovering over you. And instead of the Eden HaChaim, the pleasure and the joy of life, instead of the Ahavas Olam, the Ahava Rabba, the Havas Oilam and the Ahava Rabba that a Jew should feel every single second of his learning, every single second of his davening, every single second of his Kiyum Mitzvahs, what a schuz. Instead of there being that clear sky, that means that what's happening here is connected to what's happening there, the Machzah Shekel here, the Machzah, and the Madveya Shel Eish of the Kisei HaKavod, instead of that, what happens? Miskadim Pnei Shamayim. It's dark. Vahoid Nerpach, next page, Ledova. Chazal say in the Zohar Kodesh. Hoid, which of course is one of the spheres, and of course is talking about whatever he's saying here is all a very big Indian in Kabbalah. We're not able to understand that. But on a simple level, that the Zohar Kodesh says that the letters of the word Hoyd, which means splendor and beauty, Teferes Netzach and Hoyd, that the Hoyd, instead of feeling the beauty of Yiddishkeit, instead of seeing instead of being able to look up and to see all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod and the Medrash Shel Eish, the letters of Hoyd become Dover. It's the same letters. Hey Vav Dalad, the letters are reversed, the Zohar says. The opposite of Hoyd is Dover. Kol Yom Dover, it's all Eicha, the whole book of Eicha, and the keenness of Yirmi Anavi. Dalad Vav Hey means misery and sadness and pain. The Hoyd becomes Dover. Instead of looking forward to a yontif and being excited over Dvar Mishab Gedusha and being thrilled with our Yiddishkeit, that which is most beautiful, Hoyd, is Nepach L'Dava. It's changed into Dava. We spoke a little bit last week. I mean, the Koyach HaPurim is V'naha Pechu is to fix that. is to fix the Dove and to make it back into Hoyd. It's the Inyan of Purim. But this is what happens when there is this disconnect between the Torah de la Satad and Torah de la Eilu. Jews are supposed to be the happiest people in the world. And among the Jewish people, the happiest Jews in the world are supposed to be the ones who are zeichet to learn Torah, to keep mitzvahs. That means us. We're only a tiny percentage of the world. We're what's left. You would think that the schia that we have, that out of the billions of people in the world, that the only couple left that are still shomer Torah mitzvahs, you would think we'd be marching up and down Main Street, wherever that Main Street is, that we'd be marching up and down the happiest people on earth. What a schia, what unbelievable schus. That's what you'd think. You think that we would be able to send all of the therapists to go help other people. We don't need any help to clear all the shelves of antidepressants, to all the stuff in the garbage and send it over to people who need it. You'd think like we'd be the happiest people in the world. I think you come to the yeshiva like we were talking about last week and everybody be up and around, not at a quarter to ten, with the mashgiach dragging him at the floor and he's kicking and screaming, please, please. I was in the middle of such a wonderful dream. I can't believe it. They'd be dragging you back into this medrash. You'd think that everybody would be running and jumping and happy and simcha and the shalom bayis. What an unbelievable schia. This person, a firm person, found another firm person and they get married and they live happily ever after. They might live ever after. Whether it's happily is not so poshut. So, what's going on? What's this darkness? The hoyd becomes dover. All people want is that they should be able to get married. The hoyd becomes dover. All people want is to have children. And then with the children, they spend the rest of the time, the children growing up, figuring out what am I going to do with these kids. I can't believe it. This kid's making me crazy. And I wish I could figure out something how to make this not be chas v'shalom without hurting anybody because I don't know how to handle these. And the kid's turning against this and that. And the hoyd nepach l'dover. Lula efes meduldom. Meduldo means when something is dangling, is disconnected. Ephes meduldo becomes empty, dangling, disconnected. Well, Ephes, an emptiness. Ephes is zero. Ephes meduldo. Only Rav Kook could make these words come together like that when he makes such shaduchim with words. Ephes meduldo. Huh? Separated, detached, dangling, like when you have a nail, you ever have like it's Shabbos morning and your nail is half off. That's meduldo. That's what it means, meduldo. It's a little bit connected, but not, and it's causing aggravation. What am I going to do with this? Why aren't we happy as a people? Why aren't we happy with who we are? Why is it we say, when we say the words we just said an hour ago, Ashrei Nematov Chalkeinu. Ashrei Nematov Chalkeinu. When we say Shahakol Nivadvaro, we should be happy. So why isn't there more happiness? That the Hoyd became Dove? Yiddishkeit is our Hoyd. It's the splendor and the glory of our lives. And it's become itself for many, many people a heavy burden, a pain in the neck, a hassle. It's become another thing that I have to do. I have to listen to my parents to go to school, and I also have to put on tefillin, and I have to keep Shabbos. It's a chore. It became a chore. And then when you get older, and you want your kids to keep up with the chores. So they see that the parents, that it's not their height, it's their daughter, and that it's an ephes medulla by the parents. So the kids say, well, right, my parents are miserable about this, why do I have to get miserable now? My father krechst every single time he had to go to shul. My father's hanging around the house on Shabbos morning at the quarter to nine, 9 o'clock, and, you know, until mommy said, darling, isn't it time for shul yet? Oh. In the middle of reading the yesterday's Wall Street Journal with his Shabbos coffee. So, Ephes Meduldo. It's a dangling, painful, hangnail of a Yiddishkeit, the emptiness that comes from that. How could it be that the Hayd is Nepach Ladav? When it's not connected, when the Torah de Losata, when your Yiddishkeit is just the Yiddishkeit, when it's a machzis in this world, it's not connected to the machzis above, means it's not plugged in. It's not plugged in. There's no energy. It's not plugged in. It doesn't have any energy. So. What are you gonna do? You can get a whole big fancy train set, or something. I don't know, whatever, a toy, or something. And you go over there and you try to move it a little bit, and it looks at you like. You push it a little bit, doesn't go. You didn't plug it in. It's not plugged in. It doesn't go. That's the darkness, and the Hayd becomes Dover. It's not just that you're not enjoying a Yiddishkeit, which is the opposite of the Eden, that pleasure, and the Hava Rabba, the Havas Oilam, and the Cheshek. It's that your Yiddishkeit is Dover. You understand? It's not just that it's like a non-entity in your life. It's that there could be such a thing where a person who's from, like many of the kids who are right now sitting in yeshiva, they're looking outside the window and they're wishing that they were like the kids they weren't from. Because the Hayd has become Dover. Because the glory has become misery. Not just that it's stam. It doesn't bother me. The Hayd has become Dover. That's crazy. That's the Nineveh Amalek. It's Kiyad al Kes Kar. What does it mean, the darkness, that we don't see the sky in a clear way? Because there's something that's covering. That's the Indian of Amalek. That's covering. Kiyad al Kes Ka. Kiyad al Kes Ka that doesn't let you see. That makes a separation between the Torah de la Satan and the Torah de la Eila, the Indian of Amalek. And Haman, the Gemara in Chulin is Haman min HaTorah minayin is Hamina Eitz. Is the Eitz HaDas Toiv HaRa is Haman instead of the Eitz HaChayim. Well, Ephes Medudal. Vazikuk HaShamayimi. Hazikuk HaShamayimi, in that need to be connected to Shamayim. Hazikuk HaShamayim, that connection, that need for there to be a chibur, a connection between Shamayim and Aretz, between above and below, between the half over there and the half over here, the Machzah Shekel and the Machzah Shekel. Hazikuk HaShamayim, HaDoyresh is Tafkido B'Chazka, which is seeking, which is demanding, to fulfill its tafkid, its purpose. B'chazka, with great strength. Meaning, instead of the person making this connection between what he's doing with his Yiddishkeit here and with the Torah de la'ela, it's not happening. And Azikuk HaShamayimi, HaDoyrish is Tafkida B'chazka, Midake es Kol Yisrun HaAdam. It weakens, it oppresses. The word Midake means to oppress. It oppresses and saddens. There's something inside of you that's looking for something bigger. You want something more. We're going to see in the Das Asimcham, what's the Shabbos, we're going to talk about this. It's in the Das Atmach coming up. A person needs something more. You don't feel in your life, you don't feel that drive, that excitement, because you're detached in your Yiddishkeit from the Zikuk HaShamayimi. It's Dorish is Tafkida B'chazka, and therefore it's Medake is Kol Yisrein HaAdam Umake is Ar HaSeichel. Because of the darkness, and that big heavy cloud of Amalek that's separating between your life and the world above, and the Metzias HaElyon, because you're lost in all the pratim of your life, you lost all the details of your Yiddishkeit and the day-to-day chores of just surviving without being plugged into the bigger thing, the klal. Because of that, the person feels oppressed. And that is kol yisrein ha'adam. All of the greatness of a person, the advantage, the yisrein, all the advantages that a person has of being a human being. Is lost. Umake is or haseichel, and it weakens and darkens the light of seichel, of understanding. And the full content of life is missing. Because of this great need to connect to the shayrish of kol yesh, of all that is, kol yesh, of all that exists, meaning the infinite one, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Torah de la'ela, the klal, the bigger picture. Mitach shazikuk l'shayrish kol yesh hu davar mochach. It's something which it must be. It doesn't have to be like that with a guy. Someone who's not Jewish doesn't have to feel that. That's why, as we always talk, that's why the guy that I was talking about last week I was using the marshal, I think, of the pole vaulter, right? But that's why, whatever you want to eat, that's why the guy can be a happy guy. That's why the guy, the pole vaulter, he's a happy guy. He doesn't have that need. He doesn't have that need to see beyond the clouds, to get past Amalek, and to see the Shemayim Taharasim. He doesn't have such a need. So what does he need? Like you said, he has his hobbies. He has some nice people in his life that he loves, that he cares for. He has some money in his pocket. What's so bad? You hear them laughing out loud, laughing. The boy could be sitting in yeshiva. I'm saying something a little bit autobiographical now, a clear memory that I have, that I must have been at that time, must have been in 10th grade, and the Rebbe was, who hardly spoke any English, was repeating the Gemara for the 50th time, because there was this one guy that just, it wasn't working for him, and the Rebbe kept on saying it, and the guy kept on saying it wrong, you know, one of those days. And the rest of us were just waiting till this would be over, and for that clock on the wall to move, and for some wonderful bell to be heard. And there was a whole bunch of guys there was something like a water main or something out on the street. And we were we were on the first floor. In the yeshiva. And I always try to get a seat next to the window. So I just have this clear picture that I'm sitting there like this, like with my finger on the same place in the Gemara, with my head like this. And like it was supposed to be, you know, it was just like 15 minutes into this year, and there was like another hour and a half or something left. I'm sitting like this. And watching these guys outside, and they were laughing, and they were having some cake and stuff, of course, snack, and they were laughing, a sandwich, and having a good time. And I was thinking to myself that I know that I'm not allowed to be jealous of these people. I'm not allowed to be jealous. But this feeling that I had, like, that they look like they're having a much better time than me. Having a better time. And then going back and forth and looking at my Rebbe, and then looking out there and back and looking at this, and just at the chevra, this one's like hitting the other one, this one's a spitball, the other one's coloring in the Maharsha, trying to see if they're having a race. You know, we used to have races. You ever do that? Don't ever do this, God forbid. We used to have races through the Maharsha. And as you open up the back of the Gemara, where it's very, very tiny, tiny little Rashi print. So we used to have these races with a pen. You get point off any time you touch the letter. And who could make it to the bottom of the page, making a line without touching any letters? You get a point off any letter that you touch. So you have 15 guys are like in the middle of this race because it was for money. Yeah, it was for money.
I thought those guys were smart.
No, and they're going, you see like this. Looks like they're taking notes or something. They're all going like this. And the Rebbe was sitting with his cigar. He had a cigar always. And the room was, there was always a Nanya COVID in the room. And he's screaming at this guy, his name is Beryl. And he's yelling at him, Beryl, that's shite. Beryl, was for a kopost, you don't have a normal head, you don't understand, I'm telling you this. And I'm looking at these guys outside having a sandwich, and they're laughing, and I'm thinking, I don't know, I don't know where this is going. So, instead, those guys outside, they don't have this cheshbon. They're not learning Arisa Torah today, you understand? Those guys. You don't talk to them about there's a machzis here and there's a machzis. I'm just going to cut. There's no machzis over. What are you Their thing is to get a shekel, a whole shekel, whatever they can get right here. And if they get, and if it's a good day and they got the shekel they were looking for, they were matzliach. It was a good day. You and I never go to sleep feeling that it was a good day. If you do, that means, God forbid, that God said that you're not in the program. We never go to sleep. We don't go to sleep. It was a good day. We always go to Jews. We always go to bed feeling, okay, maybe there was something, but it could have been a lot better. It's always a half a shekel. You know that? You never feel like it was a good day. These guys don't have to worry about that. And even if their team lost that day, they're not messiahish. Nothing that a keg of beer can't fix, right? They'll be all right. Be okay. Not us. We go to sleep at night and we say, Rabbi Shalom Harini Marichal, Chalmi Shehechi, so I say, Hikni Daisi. Ben Beguv, Ben Beneshom, like a cheshbon of Nefesh. What kind of brachas did I say today? Nothing. Davening, nothing. I said the words. I insulted this one. I didn't have enough patience for my father, for my mother. They're thinking about that. No, they're having a good time. This is hoyd nepach ledove. Since the chum is a mikdash, lenir shemayim b'taharosa. There hasn't been a clear day since chum is a mikdash. Hasn't been a perfectly clear day. If there's a perfectly clear day, and a person looks outside the window, no, he wouldn't even look outside the window. He's so thrilled and excited because when he would have his head in the Gemara and looking at the Gemara, he would see the Shemayim B'Tairos. In the Gemara, he would see that because it's there. But he doesn't see it; just sees like in the back of the Gemara. Now they make it a lot clearer because the printing is better. But in the old Gemara, this was the Shasta I still learned from at home that I got for the Chasman. You know how that is over there when you're looking in the Rashash. In the back, so it's very hard to see the klal. We're trying to figure out a taisvus. So that's the Indian of Amalek is kiyad al kais ka. Amalek is the one that puts the thing in between you and the Shemayim, that you don't have that feeling of the broadness of the bigness, but rather you feel efes medudal. You feel like a dangling nail. The emptiness of dangling. That's really what many people feel with the Yiddishkeit. They're just holding on. They put on film. And they not everybody, someone, there was a boy that was telling me that he told me that his father goes to an Orthodox shul, they go to an Orthodox shul, and he said that his father puts on film once in a while. doesn't put on tefillin every day. He's a Shabbos Shabbos, doesn't put on tefillin every day. And I'm sitting there, I'm shocked, and he looked, and he said, "Rabbi, what do you think that he puts on tefillin?" When I was growing up, even if you were modern Orthodox, you put on tefillin every day. And he's telling me that, no, a lot of stuff. That's like the fruit, those are the better ones. The better, putting on tefillin every day. It's Ephes Medulda. It's like a hangnail. I can't, on Shabbos, a hangnail on Shabbos. I'm not happy with it being on, I'm not allowed to take it off. So what's my Yiddishkeit? I'm not happy with having it, but I can't take it off. A guy doesn't have a chesed like that, you understand? If he doesn't like something, he drops it. But a hangnail on Shabbos, I'm not happy with it being here, but I can't do anything about it. But the problem is that the mitarcha shazika l'sharis kol yeshu dava mukhrach in a Jew, the need to have that connection to above is a dava mukhrach. It's not a matter of choice. Each and every Jew has inside of him a chelag alakamim al. There's a piece of above inside of you. The madbeh shalash is inside of a Jew. So he's not happy. He can't just be the happy guy working on the street. He can't be that guy that's just happy. There's something inside that's looking for something. Something bigger. Something to connect him to the klaus, so he tries to look into poetry, meaning, art, or music, whatever. He sits there with his iPod, listening to some crazy song, and this is the klal. Hudava mukhrach. Mutba v'nimshach be'ein harif. Mutba v'nimshach be'ein harif. That need to be connected to the kol yesh, to the everything. That's mutba. It's engraved. It's etched into the essence of a Jew. Mutba is the word teva. It's also connected to the matveya, the coin of the master shekel of the esh. It's mutba. Mutba v'nimshach be'ein harif. Be'ein harif. Unceasing. It doesn't stop. Be'ein harif. Doesn't stop. So what happens if you try to turn away from that? If there's a hesach adas from that? If you try to ignore that, or if you try... I mean, obviously there are different ways of dealing with that. Some people just get lost in the taivas of this world. Other people try to find the kol yesh in some ideology or something that they identify as being spiritual and important and big, some big important cause. Whatever. There are different ways of trying to get away from it. Our generation now is not so idealistic like the last one. No. The earlier years, even when I was growing up, the people, Yidden got into all kinds of very, very big, like they were getting, like to get involved in all kinds of big idealistic things and so on. And they used to sit over lunch fighting about Vietnam, you know, the liberals and the people, the left and the right, and every time we sat down at the table, we were in yeshiva, we were yelling and fighting over these things. They don't do that now. Just yelling and fighting over who has more franchise. We did that too, but that wasn't the ikka. There was some idealism. It's not now. For the most part now, it's not the... They ask kids about things that are going on, current events. The most current event in his life is the girl that just passed by the window. That's a current event. That's it. There's a certain mila to that, with all the danger and all that's disgusting in it. At least the person doesn't make believe that he's some sort of a deep spiritual person. He knows he's a behemoth. And that's getting closer to Mashiach. Then if Adam a behemoth is Shia Hashem. In the early years, people had all kinds of things, and big visions and dreams and hopes and expectations, and that's not. So the Eiske Spiel. They just want to enjoy. Now everybody just wants to enjoy. But as a result of this detachment, as a result of this separation, what happens? Because it doesn't stop. That zikuk, the shorish kol yesh, the need to the kol yesh, to the everythingness, that zikuk, is muchrach, mutaba, the nimshach bein herif. As a result of that, of the detachment from that, misyab shim ma'ayonis shif as hachayim min ha'olam. The wellsprings of the joy and the richness and the pleasure of life become dried up in your life. Becomes dried up. You become a person that's empty. Dried up. Like we were talking about last week. A young person, 16, 17, 18 years old, doesn't dry. No ahavas oilam, no ahava rabba, no cheshik for anything. Misyab shem mayonis shifas achayim in ha'olam. And all this happens because al yedei rifyayin yadayim mitara dila'ela. It's vayova amolek. Where? In Rifidim. Sherofa yadayim in ha'tayra. Where is Amalek? Amalek is in a place with his weakness in Torah learning. But we see even in places where there's a lot of Torah learning, Amalek has his way to get in. Because the Torah says, Rav Kook says, Al yidei rifyon yadayim yitar delayla. It's not enough to learn just the Torah delasata. It's not enough just to learn the protim of halacha and the sugya if it's not connected to the Torah delayla. If there's a rifyon yadayim, if there's a weakening, in what? In the Torah, in your learning of the Torah delayla, pnimis ha-Torah. Maral, Musa, but Musim Pnimis with the spilas and his rakshas. Tardala'ela. So the person becomes dried up. The Shifa Sachaim, the flow and the joy of life is stunted. And he can't be happy just like that guy on the street. Just doesn't enjoy himself. Right now, it's going to be now the weekend, what they call in the world the weekend. So the goyim are planning their weekend. They don't have anything they plans that goes like this. Like something, I'm not going to go into all the problems. They don't have anything they plans that goes like, if I daven it to 8 o'clock, and there's an 8 o'clock minyan, this is 7 o'clock. I don't like to get up so early. I like to sleep. But if I get up maybe early, well, I have to go at 7. It's a 7 o'clock meeting. I have to go at 7. So I can still get a little bit of sleep. So maybe I'll go to the 7 o'clock meeting at a quarter to 8. Quarter to 8. Then I have a cheshbon that I'll be done by 10 to 9. But then there's a problem. Because a couple of problems, but the big problem is because, I forgot that Yankele Katz is making it a big kiddush. He knows how to make a kiddush, Yankel. But that's after the second minyan. Now, I live around 11 blocks from the shul. Is it kedai? You know, all these, like, different cheshbonos, like, how do I get around my Yiddishkeit? Yeah, that's what it is. How do I get around everything? Is it kedai? But the guy doesn't have that. He just makes a simple plan. I'm going for what I enjoy. I don't have to show up at something that I don't have to show up at this thing and figure out like a cheshbon of how can I get finished with this davening as fast as possible and get back to the show. Get back to my nap. Person sleeps Friday night, 12 hours, and he's still thinking about Shabbos morning, where am I going to get a nap? Eventually, he went to sleep at 8 o'clock. How much more can you sleep without dying? and then he has a cheshbon. What am I going to do tomorrow? He's already nervous. As he goes to sleep Friday night, he's thinking, Ashkama, 7:30, 8:30, how can I do better? I can still get to, we have company coming over. All right, I'll excuse myself. I'll say that I have a headache. I'll excuse myself because they could take a long time, these people. I'll try to get out, I'll bench to myself. They still have a mezuzah. Bayim don't have these cheshbainas. We have a million cheshbainas. We have to think about all these things that we have to work through in order to get past all the stuff. Not the chas shalom, there's so many people that are doing such things. But there isn't any like that. I'm exaggerating. Huh? No? There's things like that. I mean, it's not like you're leaving the house Shabbos morning feeling so bad for your wife. I'm saying not when they're little kids. Little kids, it's labor to go. I'm saying when already it's quiet, the children are grown up and they're married. Like you're feeling so, I feel so bad for my wife that she's not going to hear the Baal Shachris today. She's going to be sleeping. I feel so bad for her. Such rachmanis that she's in bed, and I have the pleasure to go to shul. There aren't so many people going to shul like that. Like, feeling so bad for their wives that they're stuck in the house, and they could be going out to shul. To go to Davin and to hear a drasha, and it's not something like that. Because I'm all like, kadrus darkness, yad al kes ka. When a person is not learning, when a person is not connected to the Torah, like, al yidei rifyon yadai mitara de la eila. Otherwise, you're wondering. Because I'll say, rifidim is rough yadai mitara de la eila. He said, I understand. I do learn Torah. So how come I'm sad? I do learn Torah. How come I have a cheshek? So the Torah says, I mean, so why? I'm not inviting a Moloch into my life. Why is a Moloch part of my life if I'm learning Torah? They don't go together. Because Rifin Yadayim is not just from learning. Rav Kook says, they Rifin Yadayim Torah de la Eila. There are two parts to the learning. There's the learning, as good as you can, learning inside every single word and pouring all your koiches into the learning. And there's the Torah de la, that's the Torah de la Sata, but with the Torah de la Eila, like we were learning last week from the tefillah of that we saw in the Bilvavi. Rabbi Shalom, help me to remember why I'm learning. Help me to remember why I'm learning. Everything can be brought back and to return to the light, to its light, and to the shining life, l'chayv ha-mavrikim, ha-dei tshuva el-yoyna, through tshuva el-yoyna, m'leya deya v'seichel toif, a high tshuva, that goes back to what we're learning now, is a tshuva. Tshuva el-yoyna, m'leya deya v'seichel toif, filled with deya, thought, understanding, seichel tov. Hamu ora b'or Torah, that is illuminated with the light of Torah, shebechachmas Yisrael mereshes avos, shebechachmas Yisrael, that's in the chachmas Yisrael mereshes avos that we received from avos, from our fathers, our parents, which is Hamaleya Atzilus Olam, which is filled with with the Atzilus, which is talking about in the Kabbalah thing, but Atzilus is the all of the beauty and the nobility of all worlds. Chaya Olam Not Abasecheinu Zutar Shabal Peh. But it's in Din and Shulchan Aruch. That's what we say every day. Chaya olam nata b'secheinu. Chaya olam nata b'secheinu. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. Eternal life you have planted within us. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. B'chol darga se'an, all of its madregas. U'b'chlil tef'arta. And in the inclusiveness, the klil, in the like from the word klilus kol, of its splendor, of its beauty. we have to work a lot more over here. But he's bringing, at the end, he brings Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Chazal says, Chayei Olam, eternal life. Davening is Chayei Sha. The Gemara says, Davening is Chayei Sha. He brings in 19 from the Adi B'mar from the Ramchal. The Ramchal explains the difference between tefillah that's Chayei Sha, life of the moment, and Torah which is Chayei Olam, eternal life. And he explains that Kedarkai, the Ramchal, we don't really have time, I'll just mention now, we'll go into this more next week in Mitzvah Shah. He explains that the Tikkun of Tefillah is beside HaMalchus. It's beside HaMalchus. Tikkun of Tefillah, some Chal talks about, is beside HaMalchus. Which is the Hanhaga of how the Baruch Shem is fearing the Welt, how he's conducting the world in our lives and what we're living with at that moment. Malchus. At that moment, in the Olam HaHasiyah, in this world, Malchus means on the simplest level, how am I conducting myself as a Jew this moment of my life? This moment of my life. In the reality of this moment. Tfilas Chayisha, if on davening I ask for the things that I need for this moment, whatever I need, Baruch Aleinu. Rifayinu. That's what I need this moment. Torah is Chayei Olam. When a person learns Torah, the Ramchal explains there in Adi B'Maharim, the Ramchal explains, when a person learns Torah, the tikkunim that take place are the Oris HaPnimiyim. That without going to inyana that we're not talking about, there's a nitzchias, there's something deeper, vaster, and greater that is being repaired, that's being fixed, that's being addressed when a person learns Torah. More so than tefillah, even more so than tefillah. Tefillah is more concerned with the dveikus that one has with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. The Torah is concerned with the etzem ha-nisham, the nitzchis of the person. Therefore, chaya olam nota b'secheinu. When a person does tshuva el yayna, and he reattaches himself to Torah de la Eila, and he puts an end to this state of rifyon yadayim mitara de la'ela, of the weak hands, of a neglect, of a hesachadas, the opposite of hibitu elav and aharu, of turning towards the Rabbanu Shalom. He stops turning away, he stops the hesachadas from the Rabbanu Shalom and from tara de la'ela. So then he finds a world of Chayei Olam Nota B'Secheinu, that it's planted inside of it, it's there all the time. Chayei Olam Nota B'Secheinu. So we're learning that a little bit yesterday in the Sefer Sharm of the Bavad. In Torah Shabbal Peh. Because Torah Shabbal Peh looks like it's not like, Torah Shabbal Peh looks like it's all the protein of, so we're going to Mitzvah, we're going to just, Next week we're going to go. We're going to look at the page from Arz Atchia, and work a little bit on this Inyan of Mishachar Beis Hamikdash and Yeshu Rikia B'Tayra. So we'll have hopefully a better understanding. Good Shabbos.